The international media call this Swiss guy here the Beast of Rupertsville, as in my film The Swiss Beast, Home of the Devil. The Swiss Beast of Rupertsville, Jack the Rupertsville. I made these videos here about this international Swiss serial killer protected by the Swiss Nazi police. So watch them first, so I won't have to repeat the settings of this miserable Swiss story. The moment in France when I first saw his picture, it rang a bell that I had seen his face somewhere before, but I couldn't place it at the moment. Then years later, my memory and all the historical data caught up with me. Ethnic Swiss Dr. Mengele, the angel of death from Auschwitz. Same smile, same ears, same eyebrows, same skull, same crimes, same cold lack of remorse and absolute absence of conscience nor pity for his victims. The Rupert Beast, his father, was born in 1953 in the north of Switzerland, where also Mengele was in the 50s, 60s and 70s in the north of Switzerland, with Mengele's son Rolf in a super rich boarding school in Swaziland for the young pharaohs. See my film here on Mengele, because I'm not going to repeat it all in this video here. And if you don't see these other videos here, you will not understand the whole story. These satanic bloodlines of Pharaoh have this evil in their genetic code memory and get initiated by the Brotherhood and also their Swiss sisters of Isis. Therefore, his lesbian-orientated lawyer, Renate Zen, saying in court that the victims themselves were responsible for their ordeal. As the 13-year-old who got sodomized by the Beast of Rupert before he slit his throat in front of his mother, still riding the kid. Only homos can understand what he did and even minimize this evil, of which they themselves are so passionate about, using every opportunity to get us used to it. As this clean Swiss lawyer with a website made by a lesbian software company called Alphabet Exceed. The her-to-her homo connection have their fingerprints all over this crime. What do you say, Mr. Police Investigator or Mrs. Profiler? This terrible case with a 90% profiler possibility hit is leading to the homo mafia. Just throw the data in your police computer and you'll see what it will calculate. Problem though, the police is full of them too, as the Swiss pink cops, seeing to it that theirs get a full protection. Just as this filthy Swiss story shows of a Swiss cop raping a child and never does a day in prison. Switzerland is full of these stories, and most of them won't make it even into the newspapers. And this is because Switzerland was founded by the Templars. In Switzerland, they only put immigrants and foreigners in prison for nothing. Hierarchy in a police uniform is the essence of sodomy for Adam and Steve within the cops' hierarchy. Steve, honey, you're gonna dominate me tonight?
No, Adam, I want you to dominate me.
Yes. And don't forget to bring your pink handcuffs, darling. You know, the ones I gave you for your birthday. Oh, you naughty, dirty little Swiss police rabbit you are. Hey, Swissy.
They're everywhere. Just look at it. The authorities, the police, the army, all carrying guns and weapons. And they pursue just completely other criteria than what people are misled to think. Even here in prison, Thomas Nick the Swiss Beast gets tonsured back up by the club by allied female prison guard, even doing private phone calls for her club member. Seeing the level of satanic solidarity amidst the homo mafia and analyzing the complexity of the execution of this crime, calculating all possibilities of what might have gone wrong, attacking four people at once. It must therefore be assumed the Rupert Beast was not alone, and it was not his first murder either. In the sixth state of Switzerland, some homicidal lawyer can commit the felony of justifying the horrible crimes of the Swiss Beast, which he did in fact. On the other hand, when in the Swiss Nazi dictatorship some ice hockey supporters only say thank you or danke in German, they get arrested and sent to jail, which actually happened because of this. Friedrich Laibacher, whose name stands here, when he was a child, the Swiss Nazi authorities threw him in a mental institution for no reason at all other than being blacklisted and pinklisted by the Swiss Horace Matrix to make obedient Swiss slaves, where they abused of him. So he learned to hate the Swiss authorities for the horrendous crimes they had inflicted on him, still being a child. And he set up a time span, postponing the fulfillment of his plans to a much later date. And he said to himself, when they opened the doors of the boogie house, that he wanted to live first, and therefore had to leave Switzerland to be free. And looked for a place in the world where nobody likes the authorities, Central America. He married and had children in the Dominican Republic, then in his late 50s saw to it that his children had their future secured, and went back to settle the old score and do the things that cannot be forgotten. He bought himself some goodies, exactly these ones here, these were the ones, and knocked on the door of the nearest authorities. Knock, knock, I'm back, guess who's back? And he scored a permanent hit on 14 of his tormentors and 14 tangos less of Pharaoh's internal mafia. Hey, Swissy, tango down. The connection to evil goes even further, as less than 2 days after the crime of the Swiss Beast, and still in the realm of winter solstice satanic rituals, the Bolskein house of Aleister Crowley burned down on December 23rd, 2015. Just the next day in liberty, fleeing the grip of the Swiss evil, in the Bolskein, many people ended up insane or had a miscarriage. Bolskein, probably from Baal, the devil, the kin of Baal's, his worshippers, Baal's kin. And the Baal's kin house looks out on the lake where the monster of Loch Ness lives. As if it were from out of another realm. Maybe the devil's own personal jacuzzi bathtub, the lake of Loch Ness. Once a pharaonic princess came to Scotland and became the Queen of Skoda, therefore the name Scotland. And she brought with her Pharaoh's wizards, the Erevrav, also called Druith, the Druids, and that's why we have Karnak, these stones, like in France. And in Egypt, same name, Karnak. And all black magic, African voodoo, druids, you name it. It all comes from Pharaoh's Egypt. Here, Aleister Crowley, from a long Egyptian tradition of druids. Therefore, these guys and the pharaonic bloodline, as this evil seed here, all walk around in skirts.
as if it were an ancient fashion show on River Nile. We're being lied to, folks, in this pharaonic fairy tale nightmare of 1001 nights. Crowley was married to the Swiss Leah Hirsig from the canton of Bern, and they got a child they nicknamed Poupée, meaning the puppet, that died as a puppet 8 months later in 1920 in the temple of Thelema in Sicily, where many people found their end, as the 23-year-old Brit Raoul Loveday in 1923, with many children disappearing in Sicily at the same time. All this evil always has a connection with Pharaoh's base in the Alps, Switzerland. So if you practice Satanism in order to liberate demons for some terrestrial goal, they do the blood ritual first, as on solstice 215 by the Swiss beast in Rupperswil. Then a portal will be opened as the Bolskine or Baal's skin house with the fire from hell. And only then, when that's done, you do the ceremony, as the one just a few months after, on June the 1st, the opening of the St. Gotthard Tunnel, an openly satanic ritual next to the CERN portal. Dear people of this earth and all religions of this planet, listen carefully. All the holy books are old and need some serious updates, like your computers. They were written in a time without 5G technologies, without airplanes, atomic bombs, transhumanism, and without anti-baby pills. God wants a reset adaptation for the final battle. The sixth commandment, unilateral killing only by our masters killing us, it doesn't work. So we need to change the rules of engagement and apply Section 6B.